ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 8.
日本語道場.
Are you in control of your possessions in Japan?
Peter here.
Naomi です.
Akihiro です.
Naomi sensei, today we have a great lesson.
はい.
What are we talking about today?
今日は, we are going to talk about 忘れ物.
Something forgotten or something lost. Now, in addition, we'll be talking about possessives.This will really help you expand your range of Japanese because you'll be able to talk about your things and other people's things. So today is going to be a really good lesson. Now, today's conversation is between who?
男
A man?
女
And a woman.
And Fabrizio.
And Fabrizio, yes.
Which one's Fabrizio? 男 or 女? Between?
違います。男と、と means and. 男と女と and Fabrizio.
So Fabrizio doesn't can't be categorized.
Yeah, I think. Well, let me try to clear this up. We have
get confused.
Yeah, it's quite a confusing scenario here. We have all of the participants on the train pulling into Tokyo. Conversation will start with the announcer announcing well where they're approaching.Then everyone gets off the train or they're going to get off the train. But that's when all this happens. So the conversation is kind of between a man and a woman. And then Fabrizio, who is a guy, shows up at the end, interjects. So let's see if everyone else can understand or if we can also understand. And be sure to stop by. I heard in the bonus track, in addition to that bonus track that allow you to practice...There's another bonus track where the voice actors got a little bit wild, so you may really want to check this out. Okay, with that said, here we go.
Next is Tokyo.
私の傘じゃないです。
じゃあ、誰の傘ですか？
あ、私のです。私の傘です。すみません。ありがとうございます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
次は東京、東京。
ああ、すみません。忘れ物です。傘。
いいえ、違います。私の傘じゃないです。
じゃあ、誰の傘ですか？
ああ、私のです。私の傘です。すみません。ありがとうございます。
次は英語が入ります。
次は東京、東京。
The next station is Tokyo.
ああ、すみません。忘れ物です。傘。
Oh, excuse me. You forgot something. Your umbrella.
いいえ、違います。私の傘じゃないです。
No, it's not my umbrella.
じゃあ、誰の傘ですか？
Whose umbrella is it then?
あ、私のです。私の傘です。すみません。ありがとうございます。
Oh, it's mine. It's my umbrella. Thank you so much.Okay, Naomi sensei, what did you think of today's lesson?
今日のレッスンは便利ですね。We have a lot of useful vocabulary words in it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And as we have so much to cover, I think we should jump right in. And again, we want to stress, listen for the pitch tone, because at the end, of course, we'll give you the pitch tone, but try to get it on your own, okay? So, start us off, Akihiro-san.
次.
Next.
次. 次.
So, this is high, low?
次. 次.
So, it's just
low,
the opposite.
Yeah, low,
low
high.
High. Okay, getting Akihiro's pitch accent is going to be my challenge for the next few lessons.
次. 次.
Okay, next we have.
東京.
Tokyo.
To-u-kyo. Tokyo.
So we have rising and then staying high.
Hi.
Yeah, and for everyone out there, it's not Tokyo.
So, ne, Tokyo, janakute, Tokyo.
Yeah, both are long vowels. Tokyo.
So desu.
But it's just so natural for at least English native speakers to say Tokyo. Then we have.
Wasuremono.
Something forgotten. Something lost.
Wasuremono. Wasuremono.
See, it sounds, again, starting high and going low, but I think it's the opposite, isn't it?
Wasuremono.
So it's flat across?
Hai. Wasuremono starts low and stays high.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hai, hai.
Yeah, when I hear Akihiro-san say it, it seems like he's going from high to low, but...
Ah, honto?
But it's really, in reality, low to high.
So desu.
Wasuremono.
So desu.
Yeah, it's kind of right at the end. And this is a combination of a verb and a noun. Now, the verb, the root verb here in this word, wasuremono, is wasureru, which is to forget. Just break that down for us.
Wasureru, wasureru.
Now, we drop the final ru and we take
wasure
and we add to that
mono.
So, to forget thing, forgotten thing, means something you lost or something you forgot.
Peter-san, 必要 desu ne. You need this vocabulary words.
Arigatouzaimasu. Yes, I actually really do. And the place where you go to get the wasuremono is?
That's a very difficult word.
Try us. What do you got?
遺失物習得所.
Okay, you're right. But give it to us nice and slow.
Hai. 遺失物習得所.
And one more time, bisyllable.
遺失物習得所. 遺失物習得所.
Lost and found. That's a very nice word.
Or 忘れ物センター.
遺失物 is a difficult way to say 忘れ物. So 忘れ物 will do.
Hi.
Center. Interesting. Then we have
私.
I or me, personal pronoun.
私. 私.
This is followed by
私の.
My or mine. This is the possessive.
私の. 私の.
And you take the personal pronoun for I or me. You follow it with no. This makes it possessive. So whatever follows that is yours. So for example, in a previous lesson or in this lesson, we talked about umbrella, which is?
Kasa.
So my umbrella is?
私の傘.
My umbrella. Okay. Now, I just want to stop here and I just want to go back a second to the pitch accent. What was the pitch accent on 私?
私 starts low and stays high.
私.
Hai.
Okay. Then we have?
誰.
Interrogative for who?
誰. 誰.
Now, this is followed by?
誰の.
Whose?
誰の. 誰の.
Again, when we follow this interrogative with no, it becomes possessive.
Whose?
Whose? And for umbrella, whose umbrella, we would say?
誰の傘.
Okay, so now let's take a look at the conversation. So, we start the conversation off with the announcer.
次は東京。東京.
Ah, you sound just like one of them. Very nice acting. Literally, next, Tokyo, Tokyo. So, in first we have here.
次.
Next, followed by.
Wa.
Topic marking particle, followed by.
東京.
Tokyo. Next, Tokyo. And the rest can be inferred. The next stop is Tokyo because we're on the train. Next stop, Tokyo. So, if the next stop was Kyoto, we would have?
次は京都.
Osaka?
次は 大阪.
Okay, and if you're riding on the train, you will hear this over and over for every stop. This is followed by,
すみません. 忘れ物です. 傘.
So here, a male passenger finds an umbrella and he thinks, mistakenly thinks it's the female in front of him, that it's her umbrella. So he goes after her and, すみません. Excuse me. Followed by,
忘れ物です.
You forgot something. Literally, forgotten something is. That's what it literally means. But you forgot something is how we translate it. And finally we have,
傘.
Umbrella. You forgot something. An umbrella. The female speaker hears him, turns around to acknowledge and says,
いえ、違います.
No, it's not mine. Literally though, we have no, which is
いえ,
followed by
違います,
which means it's different. So literally, no, it's different. But we translate this as no, it's not mine, because it's different is it's not my umbrella. So it's a different person's. So that's how we get the translation, it's not mine. But literally it means, no, it's different. Now, this 違います is usually used by the speaker when someone makes a mistake about something. This is followed by
私の傘じゃないです.
It's not my umbrella. So here we have the possessive. Here we have a couple interesting things going on. Let's start with the beginning of the sentence. First we have
私
I
の.
This makes it possessive. So now it's my
傘
umbrella. My umbrella
じゃない.
Isn't.
This.
And here the des is making the sentence polite. It's not acting as the copula. And you'll find this when we get further and further into Japanese. Sometimes des can be used just to increase the politeness level. These two people don't know each other, so the Japanese spoken between them will be very polite. What's acting as the verb here is the janai, which is actually a contraction of
ではありません.
So if you saw this in a textbook, you would see, instead of janai desu,
ではありません.
So the sentence would look like,
私の傘ではありません.
It's not my umbrella. But in spoken Japanese, the ではありません usually gets shortened to,
ではないです.
And dewa stays the same, but ありません gets contracted to nai. And then the desu is added for politeness.
I think we covered this grammar point in lesson 2. I mean, 日本語道場 lesson 2.
Yeah, but it's good to go over because this concept is kind of foreign at first. So to sum everything up, in your classroom, if you have a noun, you can use janai desu. And it's just as polite as saying dewa arimasen. And in fact, it's even more natural to say it this way. Okay, then we have
じゃあ誰のですか?
Whose is it? We have whose, 誰の, followed by desu. Whose is? Question? Whose is it? And the it is inferred. If we make this into a proper sentence, Naomi-sensei, what will we have?
それは誰のですか?
That whose is. But again, it's inferred as they're both looking at the umbrella now, and that's the focal point of the conversation. And then we have our hero. He comes running back and he starts up with an interjection. We have?
あ、私のです!
Ah, it's mine. Literally, mine. Mine is. The it, again, is inferred because he sees it talking about the umbrella.
そうですね。それは私のです。
If it was a proper sentence, that mine is. That's mine. But again, we can leave that out because it's inferred. Then we have
私の傘です。
My umbrella, followed by
すみません。
And here, this すみません has a nuance of thank you.
はい。
For picking up the umbrella and caring and trying to find the person who owns it. And then we finish with
ありがとうございます。
Thank you. So let's work on possessives a little bit more here.
Hi.
Okay. So let's also change a noun. Let's talk about books. How do we say book in Japanese again?
本.
Okay. So Naomi-sensei, how can you say it's my book?
これは私の本です.
This topic marking particle, wa, this, my book is. This is my book. The pattern is, one more time.
これは私の本です.
This we have first marked by the topic marking particle, wa. Followed by
私の
my followed by
本
book
です
is. This is my book. Now, how can we say this is Akihiro's book?
これは秋広さんの本です.
This is Akihiro's book. Now, what changes? The only thing that changes here is
秋広.
Yeah, 私 becomes
秋広.
Okay, so Akihiro-san, how can we say this is Naomi's pen?
これはナオミさんのペンです。
This is Naomi's pen. Now, how about that is Naomi's pen?
あれはナオミさんのペンです。
Or,
それはナオミさんのペンです。
Depending on the distance and the context of the conversation. So, we can substitute these two parts. Now, we'll give you this one more, and I think it's pretty important, talking about your. How do we say your in Japanese?
You in Japanese is anata.
So, your would be?
Anata no.
Now, just break that down for us. Break down you for us one more time.
Anata. Anata.
So, we kind of...avoided this one because in Japanese, usually you don't refer to someone as anata.
そうですね。If you know that person's name, I would say it's safe to use that person's name.
Yeah, not this.
はい。
So, let's just quickly go over before we end today.
はい。
My, yours, and the person, his or hers.
はい。
Okay, how do we say
it? 私。
I or me, again, depending on the location of 私。How do we say mine?
私の
Again, 私 followed by no. Yours.
あなたの
Okay. How about his?
彼の
And just break this one down because I don't think we had this yet.
彼 彼
And his?
彼の
Hers?
彼女の
Ours?
私たちの
Theirs?
彼らの
Okay. And yours plural.
あなたたちの
Now, again, there's subtle uses to these, but we figured we'd just give you the basic stuff for all of this to express it. Now, about the ones we kind of ran over at the end, in the PDF, there's a much more detailed write-up of these, so definitely stop by, pick those up. So make sure to check the PDF, because his, hers, and these other ones we covered will come in handy. But again, in Japanese, you usually wind up referring to the person by their name.And there'll be a write-up in the PDF about this, so check out the PDF. Also, stop by, pick up the bonus track. Well, actually, again, there's two bonus tracks today. One where the voice actors are going wild, and one where you can practice what you heard today. All right, so that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また。
お疲れ様でした。
次は、東京、東京。
すみません。忘れ物です。傘。
いいえ、違います。私の傘じゃないです。
じゃあ、誰の傘ですか?
あ、私のです。私の傘です。すみません。ありがとうございます。